Joining us back in studio, it is Tienus Jansen van Rensburg of bandwithblog.co.za for some tech talk. En 'n baie interessante ene vandag, Tienus. We're linking on to something that we touched on earlier.
That's right.
Right. Hydrogen powered. And we're not talking about cars here. Anglo-American, the mining company in South Africa, they invested heavily in hydrogen powered these trucks of theirs, these dumpers.
Those massive ones.
But you say hydrogen power engines are literally picking up steam.
Yes.
So to speak.
Yeah, exactly. So this technology is, as we said last time, quite in the early stages, but it seems to be ramping up very quickly. And now we have the first passenger trains in Europe that are running exclusively on hydrogen. And it's great to see this technology move quite quickly. Mm.
And I can only imagine, sorry to interrupt you there, but in terms of looking after our atmosphere, cleaner energy, I mean, that must make a huge difference if you think about the energy required to run these trains.
That's right. So our biggest problem at this point is actually just getting enough hydrogen to convert all of that into this energy. But yes, it is clean energy. The hydrogen is obviously very cold. It's liquid. Mm. And then it powers this electric motor. So we know how powerful electric motors are now. And your only exhaust is water, because the hydrogen mixed with the oxygen that's coming in, and the only outlet is water. So it's very exciting that in Germany, the first passenger train now running on some of their main lines, it can do 1,000 kilometers on a single tank of hydrogen. So it can literally run the entire day,
wow,
all service that it needs to do, and then fill up at the end of the day. So it seems like it's very exciting technology. They're going to add 27 more trains fully running on hydrogen on their main lines, and passengers are going to be using these trains for the foreseeable future. And they hope that this technology will then obviously spread to the rest of Europe. They can link the different lines together, and who knows, maybe in a decade or so we have similar types of machines here.
Absolutely. I think that is fascinating. But what is fascinating as well is if you take a look at anything developing, like we saw the electric cars, I mean, it started out small.
That's right.
It looks like with hydrogen powered engine, they started big. You know, they started with these massive machines and now trains, and maybe it's then going to start filtering down to automobiles.
Yeah, that it's very possible. The biggest problem that hydrogen-powered cars have at the moment is, where do you find the hydrogen? And there's only certain spots in Central Europe and then on the west coast of the United States where they have hydrogen refueling stations, like you would have a petrol station. And that's kind of the biggest problem, and that's why it actually fits these big machines, because you can have all of it stored in one place and it can be safe and stored at the right temperatures, and you know, these big machines can then just top up when they need to. There's a lot of investment that needs to be done in infrastructure for cars to get there.
Absolutely. But I think it must be quite the experience to be on a train like this and know that hydrogen and as you say, quite powerful, I presume, as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Lovely. Tienus, thank you very much. Fascinating news. We'll definitely keep an eye out and see where hydrogen energy is going. That's your Tech Talk Tuesday with Tienus here on Smile FM.